the Agile brand.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Agile Brand, where we discuss marketing technology and customer experience trends, insights, and ideas with enterprise and technology platform leaders. We focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make brands successful, scalable, customer-focused, and sustainable. This is what makes an Agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advising Fortune 1000 brands on MarTech, marketing operations, and CX, best-selling author and speaker. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that my latest book, Priority is Action, 7 Principles for Better Strategies, Decisions, and Outcomes, is now available. In it, I give ideas and insights for leaders and teams that need to make meaningful progress on their priorities. After all, our priorities are what we do, not what we say we'd like to do. You can find Priority is Action on Amazon or learn more on my website, gregkilstrom.com. Now let's get on to the show.
We are here at Medallia Experience 2024 at the Wynn in Las Vegas, and there's a lot of exciting announcements we've been seeing, plus a chance to hear from leaders of Medallia as well as their customers about where the world of customer experience is heading. Today we're going to talk about what it truly means to have a great omnichannel customer experience as customer expectations, the sheer number of channels available, and the complexity of delivering great CX continues to evolve. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Tracy Brown, EVP, President, and Chief Customer Officer at Walgreens. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be here.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. Why don't we start with you giving a little background on yourself and your current role at Walgreens?
Yeah, so from a background perspective, I have a little bit of an eclectic background, Greg. I mean, I started my career as a chemical engineer and along the way discovered that I wanted to really lead people and do that in a big way. And so I studied a lot of great leaders and discovered that problem solving was something that I really needed to make sure that I was able to do. And so, you know, started my career on the lab benches of Procter & Gamble, became really deeply involved in data and insights and how you use data and insights to drive customer behavior. And so worked at American Express. From American Express, spent some time really thinking about how you develop emotional connections. And so, again, a bit of a right brain, left brain thinker, I ended up going to run an advertising agency and really got deeply involved in understanding human connection, behaviors, and while at the advertising agency, got bit by the retail bug. I had a lot of retail clients and ultimately ended up going to work for Walmart. And just hook, line, and sinker, I love retail, I love founder-led companies, and so took a lot of learnings from that experience. And along the way, Greg, I ended up developing type 2 diabetes. And that was a life-changing diagnosis for me, and decided that I wanted to take all of the tools that I had amassed in my toolbox from the experiences prior and really put them towards how do you change the health care system? How do you start to empower people to get access to affordable quality care and really live their best life? And so I left Walmart, became the CEO of the American Diabetes Association. While there, got really deeply involved in how you galvanize and empower millions of people, 122 million people living with diabetes and prediabetes, how you really start to work with the healthcare ecosystem, including the government, and how you, you know, work to change legislation, laws, and policy. And through all of that, discovered that if I really wanted to change the game as it relates to health and wellness for people in this country, I needed to get back to a place where we are closer to delivering care, back to a place that people had access to that were already in community, and that turned me right back to retail. And thus, I have ended here at Walgreens because I think there is no better place than Walgreens to actually drive community-driven health that enables you to have an established trust not only trust in the community because we have locations in these communities, but trust your pharmacist is one of the most trusted professions in, you know, the country. And so we're on a mission here to unlock so that all people have access to live their best healthy lives. And we talk about helping people have more joyful lives through better health. So that was a long-winded way of that is what I'm doing. And so I lead up our $30 billion retail business. I look after the over 200,000 team members across our 9,000 stores, as well as look after merchandising, marketing, product development, central operations, asset protection, real estate. I think that's
just a few things.
Probably about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's an amazing story, and certainly, yeah, you have purview over a lot of different areas, and that's really what we're here to talk about is this omni-channel customer experience, and you know just how impactful that can be, and how to approach that. So I want to first start by talking about what exactly do we mean, you know, when we're talking about omni-channel, and you know what are and maybe are not realistic goals for a brand when consistently great omni-channel customer experience is desired. You know, what do you see brands getting maybe distracted or derailed by that may be derailing them from what's really important here?
Yeah, well, I can just talk to you, Greg, about how we think about this and approach it. You know, it starts with really having a deep understanding of who your customer is. And so that's where we start in understanding what are their expectations. And for the retail pharmacy customer, here's what we know. They do want an omni-channel experience. What do I mean by that? Retail is a human connection business. So people still do want to come to the stores. You've heard all this. I don't know if people want to. No, people still want to come to the stores. Yeah. They just want to come to the stores when they want to come to the stores. And so our customers have told us, I want to be able to experience Walgreens the way that I want it, when I want it, how I want it. So sometimes I do want to come into the physical store. Sometimes, you know, maybe I have my kids in the car and I want to just do drive-through. Sometimes I want to order online and pick up in store. And sometimes I don't want to come at all, I just want delivery. That is how we have thought about how do we serve our core customer. So what you won't see us doing, Greg, we are omni and digital for us is not about owning like traditional e-com. We're leaning into where our assets provide us a competitive advantage to deliver on the expectations of the customer. So we're leveraging our footprint. We can get you your merchandise in 30 minutes or less because of our physical footprint. No one else right now can do that. Amazon can't get it to you in 30. Walmart can't get it to you in 30. So this is where we're saying, use the assets that you have and define omni and digital based on your assets and what your customers are wanting and needing from you.
Well, you kind of just said this, but the digital channels are really there to support the overall, is it?
That is correct. Yeah. And so we think about digital as we are people-led, tech-enabled. So people will always be at the forefront, either using digital to make the experience for our customer and patient better, or using digital to make the experience for our team member better. Because if the team members have what they need, you take care of them, they will take care of the customer. So that's how we think about leveraging digital.
Yeah. How do you look at maintaining consistency between, you know, the brick and mortar retail and digital? I mean, obviously there's vast differences in maybe expectations, but how do you think about the similarities there? Like what are customers actually wanting in consistency there?
So again, for us, we think about this. We've done customer research to tell us what customers are wanting and expecting. We call it the operational five: clean, fast, friendly, stocked and available, and I want to be able to get my scripts fast. That applies whether you're physically or digitally. And so the way we think about how the two work together, because we do think that they work together, is being able to understand what mode of shopping the customer happens to be in. But we want them to have a spectacular experience, whether they're shopping physically in the physical store or whether they've decided that they want to order online, pick up in store. So it still applies. Is it fast? Is it friction-free? By the way, when I go in to pick it up, is there a friendly face? Is it easy to navigate from an ordering perspective? Like, so the two for us, it all remains, and it all goes back to delivering upon the customer's expectation and providing them value.
Yeah. And so you touched on the important aspect of employees in this omnichannel experience as well. You talked a little bit about, you know, providing them with the right tools and things as well. You know, how does a brand that delivers top-notch CX, you know, think about the employee's role within this?
The employee is everything.
Yeah.
Like, again, that is where the magic happens, whether that magic is happening in the store or digitally. It is all enabled by the people. What does that mean for us? That means we have to understand where are the points of friction. And the way that we understand where the points of friction, yes, we collect all kinds of data, but more importantly, you have to actually unleash and unlock the people who are closest to the problem. I say proximity to the problem. So we spend a lot of time in store talking to our employees to say, what in fact do you need? One of the reasons we went to Medallia is because there was a desire to have real-time knowledge and information around customers' feedback in NPS. And so we use digital tools and technology to say, okay, we'll enable that. What that is allowed, and I'll just carry on with this example, what this is allowed is we've programmed in our operational five, and our team members can see how are they doing against the operational five. So for instance, if they're getting a lot of feedback around like stocked and available scores aren't good, that's the place where we actually work together with our store team members to say, okay, what's happening from stock and available perspective? What stock do you need? Maybe our models need to be tweaked. And that is actually how we work it. So that's one example. The other example is just around tools, onboarding, and training. So if you are the face and you are the connection, are we onboarding you properly enough? Do you really understand, which they often understand better than we do, who is your core customer? What are their needs? And what do we need to do to equip you, team member, who is on the front line, to meet those needs? Third example, from a pharmacy perspective, obviously, people come to Walgreens because they have trust in their pharmacist. In fact, in my own journey of going from uncontrolled diabetes to now thriving with my diabetes, my pharmacist was the linchpin. I spent more time with my pharmacist than I did my endocrinologist. Why? Because I had to have the medication every day, and so every month I was then getting my refill. We've got to enable our pharmacists to have more time to practice at the top of their license to spend with patients. That means we have to take out some of the rote work or some of the work that can be automated off of their plate so that they can actually do the thing that they went to school for and are equipped to do, which is consult and help customers. So those are the ways that we think about our employees.
Yeah, and some of that touches on, you know, there's been kind of a theme here at Medallia Experience of providing self-service tools and really, you know, democratizing data and things like that, providing those team members with the right data and insights at the right time, in addition to, you know, many of the things that you just mentioned. How do you look at this, you know, idea of self-service data and things like that?
I think there are things particularly where self-service work, like you got to get it right.
Yeah.
Again, this goes back
right,
to
right.
You understanding your customer. There are things that people are willing to get self-service for and things that are not. As an example, if you just want to know where your script is in the queue, that's a great thing to do self-service. But if you have a question around whether one medication you're on is interacting or will have a negative interaction with another medication you're on, that's not a thing that most people want to do self-service. They want to actually talk to someone. So part of this is really understanding what are the needs that people have that make sense to be self-service versus not? And we do a lot of research on that and trying to, again, it goes back to value. We want to be the most trusted, convenient health and wellness destination. Where are those places that people actually put trust in a human being versus not?
Yeah. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining. One last question before we go here. There's been a lot of great sessions, including your panel this morning. What's been your biggest takeaway from Medallia experience so far?
For me, it is about learning from each other. So there are a lot of wonderful, experienced practitioners across different industries here. And it is just the playground of learning and sharing ideas that I have found the most useful and the most valuable.
Wonderful. Well, again, I'd like to thank Tracy Brown, Chief Customer Officer at Walgreens, for joining the show. You can learn more about Tracy and Walgreens by following the links in the show notes.
Thanks again for listening to The Agile Brand, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkihlstrom.com. That's GregKihlstrom.com. While you're there, check out my series of best-selling Agile Brand Guides, covering a wide variety of marketing technology topics, or you can search for Greg Kihlstrom on Amazon. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
The Agile Brand.